الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله فاستقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with this grand and very, very auspicious month of the month of Ramadan. And in this month, so to say, Allah sent down for us a spiritual dastarkhan. As the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, ask Allah ta'ala, anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama, that Allah ta'ala must send down a dastarkhan for them from the heavens. They got physical food, Allah send it down from Jannat. But Allah ta'ala every year sends for us in the month of Ramadan, a spiritual dastarkhan in the month of Ramadan. And such great ni'mat Allah ta'ala bestows us with in this month of Ramadan. In this month of Ramadan, for example, our five times namaz is there. It's an environment of tilawat of Quran Sharif, and nobody can calculate how much of Quran Sharif was recited in the world, different places, how much Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala must be getting so happy to see the amount of Quran Sharif. And with that, the rozas, people staying away from halal food which they have got, drink, their halal wives, they are staying away just because it's the command of Allah and to please Allah Ta'ala. So how happy must not Allah Ta'ala be getting. Then when the iftari time comes, and all the dastarkhans are spread out, especially as we know in Masjid Nabawi, Haram Sharif, how the dastarkhans are spread out, and in the whole world. And mashallah, so many people who arrange for iftari in various places, whether the people kept roza or not, but they arrange for iftari. And not only to open roza, but the whole meal also. And not a simple meal, a sumptuous meal. What rewards they must be getting from Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah must be getting happy to see all this generosity. Then in the whole world, people getting up for sehri. There are those people who have a nice sehri, others who perhaps only drink water. And some out of voluntarily, they keep their roza just with a glass of water, one khajur, a cup of tea. But then there are so many people who haven't got anything else. But yet they keep their roza. And with what difficulty they keep their roza, but they keep it. All this by Allah Ta'ala, it definitely doesn't go unrewarded. Allah Ta'ala, who is Ni'm al-Qadirin, who is the one who appreciates the most, how Allah must be getting happy. Then for example, we heard of a two-year-old child who kept roza also. And then there are old people with illnesses, but they also determined to keep rozas, and they keep their rozas also. May Allah also give us that spirit. And then, of course, again, the generosity in the month of Ramadan. How many people give their zakat? Besides the zakat, they give their lillah, the charity in the month of Ramadan. So what a beautiful dastarkhan has come down. And inshallah, all of us, to whatever extent, level it was meant for us, we took part in this dastarkhan. We ate, so to say, of this dastarkhan, of this that came from Jannat, this dastarkhan. That is, we kept our rozas. Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept from us. Then we made our tilawat, how much we could do, how we could do Taraweeh at night. And what a beautiful interpretation somebody gave to the Taraweeh, that this was that beautiful month that Allah gave us with all His ni'mat. So in shukr of that, Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity of making 40 more sajdas to Allah Ta'ala. 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala, وَهُوَ السَّاجِدِ. When he is in sajda, he is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. So, from one aspect, to make shukr to Allah. From another aspect, to make love to Allah Ta'ala, and yeah, because the person is the closest to Allah in sajda, Allah gave us that you make 40 times, I give you the permission. This also takes our attention, that in Jannah, those people who are more fortunate will see Allah Ta'ala whenever they want to. And the greatest ni'mat of dunya, akhirat, Jannah, everything is to see Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest ni'mat. And in one aspect, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made this also that our anxiety must increase all the time. That in this dunya we can't see Allah. And you become desperate, you want to see Allah. Like many ashar of the Buzurgane Deen, that we cannot take it anymore. Oh Allah, we want to see you. Call us away. Because in this world, we can't see you. We want to see you, Ya Allah. So this is also the greatest ni'mat is to when people will see. Jannatis will see Allah Ta'ala. There will be those who will, whenever they want to, they will go and see Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, there will be those who will be able to see Allah Ta'ala very rarely. They will be in Jannah. But according to the stages of people, there will be those who will see Allah very rarely. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. So this month of Ramadan is that month that we build ourselves up and we come closer to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala's beauty, Allah's, the closeness of Allah, that Allah is the greatest enjoyment. We can also understand from this, which ulama have written so beautifully, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the only Nabi who requested Allah to see Allah. Rabbi arini. That, oh Allah, show yourself to me. And the reason for this, they say, that he is the only Nabi who was Kalimullah, who used to speak to Allah Ta'ala. So when a person speaks to somebody, and then you get enthralled by the voice of that person. If the voice is so enjoyable, then how will the person himself be? How will that being, Allah Ta'ala, be? Therefore, when Musa alayhi salam kept on speaking to Allah Ta'ala, now the desire came into him, further, I want to see you also. So a person in the month of Ramadan, what this beautiful spiritual dastarkhan, which Allah Ta'ala blessed us with, now that eagerness should come into us to see Allah Ta'ala. In the ayah that I have recited, how beautifully Allah Ta'ala says, and we should take this in its general meaning. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ That if you will make shukr, and shukr on this occasion which I wish to explain, of this beautiful spiritual dastarkhan that Allah Ta'ala sent down, of tilawat of Quran Sharif, of rozas, of taraweeh, of du'as, and then where islahi programs were taking place, bayans, jamaats that went out to various places that made what qurbanis in this month. All that, if we will make shukr for that, in our spirituality, Allah will increase us. We normally take it that if we make shukr for our physical ni'mats, Allah gave us a house, He gave us a car, He gave us food, He gave us a family, He gave us children. We make shukr for that also, definitely. But undoubtedly, the greatest ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are the spiritual ni'mats. And those, and in the spiritual ni'mats, the greatest ni'mats are those that take us closer to Allah Ta'ala. And that eagerness that builds up in us, that I want to see Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. So what a beautiful, and in fact, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has quoted this hadith, that for those people who keep roza for Allah Ta'ala, this is a great spiritual ni'mat that we kept roza. Yeah, our rozas were short. Cold days, cool days, 12-hour rozas, not difficult, but where they kept 18-hour rozas. In what heat they kept rozas. There are certain places where the temperature goes up to 50 degrees. There are the centigrade. There are those places which are very arid, dry the places. And the people kept their rozas. So Allah, it doesn't go unnoticed by Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, when people will be desperate for just a drop of water on that day. What a terrible day. Allah save us from the horrors and the calamities of the day of Qiyamah. Those who kept rozas for Allah, may Allah accept our rozas. And may Allah give us the rewards. Allah will spread out a dastarkhan under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. which will be the only place there will be aircon, so to say. Cool it will be, and what food of Allah will spread out there, we cannot imagine. All the food of the world, the delicacies cannot compare with that. There we don't have to worry that if there's too much sugar, my sugar will go up. Too much of my blood pressure will go up. Nothing whatsoever. No diet for anyone, and they will eat freely. You don't have to worry, if I eat too much, I'll need a toilet. That food will just get digested. You won't need a toilet. You don't have to worry that I have to run a lot to toilet for urine. No urine also. You will just eat there one way. So what a great distirhan. So now we must make shukr for that. And the shukr for that is that we carry on. After a month of Ramadan, the shukr of that is we carry on. Now just let us see, for my own sake, for every one of us, what are the things that we should carry on after Ramadan. The most important, of course, is our iman, effort on iman. There are different ways of making effort on our iman. If we can manage all, mubarak. Otherwise, at least one way we should choose. One is, like in Jamaat we go, we make alan, it is to build our iman. We go in gush, every door we are speaking about iman. The oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, that Allah is the only doer of everything. We hear bayan, it's also on iman. Everything on iman, dua is on iman. So every time. Or another way, we make zikr. But our dhikr must have meaning also. La ilaha illallah. And have it that there's no other power. No one who can do anything. Only Allah. And we repeat it all the time. It must have an effect on the heart. And the Arabic words that are given, in those words Allah has put great effect. Just like the Quran Sharif, which we will come to just now inshallah. But the Quran Sharif also, the Arabic, even without understanding, it's got a tremendous effect on a person. We must just read it with reverence, with respect, honor, and with love. It has an effect on a person. Like, for example, somebody say, carrot juice is very good for you. You are feeling a bit weak, carrot juice is very good for you. We know it's carrot juice, but what is the thing in the carrot that makes it so strong, that is good for a weak person? We don't know. What are all the vitamins in carrots? What are all the things which are in a carrot? We don't know. But we drink it, you get strength. So the Quran Sharif, even if we don't understand the meaning, it will cleanse us. For example, somebody tell you, you want to do a detox of your body. You had some too much of good rich food, too much of masala, spicy food. You need a detox. You take the detox, but what is the detail of the detox? You don't know. Perhaps the doctor also don't know everything. All the chemicals which are in it, everything. But you take it, you get a detox. You take a laxative. You don't know the details of it. You just drink it. It cleans your body out. Just like that Quran Sharif, though we don't know the meaning, it detoxes us of all the kufriyat which is around. Of all the evil, the bid'at, all the terrible things that we talk about, the Quran detoxes us all the time. La ilaha illallah detoxes us all the time. Getting the love of Allah, 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 Allah. But we have to do it with that feeling that I want Allah. And then it will clean the heart. And it is also ajeeb, as we know. If we want to clean a glass, we want to drink water in it, the glass is dirty. Or even just like that, we rinse the glass even if it's clean. What we use? We use water. And what you want to put inside is water. Water. So the same way the heart to cleanse it, it comes in the hadith, is La ilaha illallah, is Allah. It will cleanse your heart. And then what do we want to put in the heart? La ilaha illallah. Allah, the oneness of Allah, the love of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, and in the month of Ramadan, all this. Now, we have to see after Ramadan, our aqaid must be correct. Very, very important. And these days, which is so dangerous, we have to refresh our iman all the time. Read our kalimas. kalimas. And also the kalimas, animas, animas are not just the words, like a capsule you get, but what is inside we have to try and find out. What does la ilaha illallah mean? What does the third kalima mean? The fourth kalima, all the kalimas, what is the meaning of it, we have to try and get to the bottom of it, the ground of it. Then this will bring something into us, inshallah. And we can talk on iman, we can never stop how much there is. Then after that, our ibadat, we have to see. Why, alhamdulillah, Ramzan Allah gave us a lot of adab, but tawfiq. So how many brothers set for itikaf? How many women set for itikaf in their homes? Now after Ramadan, at least our five times namaz with jamaat. We have to see each one of us, what takbir-e-ula, that my namaz getting done, what jamaat, what takbir-e-ula, and then try and bring life in our namaz. Not just the outward namaz, but we bring life in our namaz. And then we also check our qaza-e-umri, how many namazes we got, qaza perhaps. That also we have to check. Similar to this is our sajda-e-tilawat. How many of us we have been making, especially those who become hafiz and those who teach hifz? How many times they hear sajda tilawat, sajda ayat? They have to make sajda tilawat. But perhaps if we have to check, is it getting left out? Is it left out? I have to do it. So all our ibadat. Then our rozas also, particularly the woman folk who, they get their monthlies, there, how many have missed rozas? And procrastination is one the thief of time. And we are so guilty of procrastination that we will keep our rozas. We will. How many good, pious women, but the rozas have accumulated of the years. There are now 30 rozas, 40 rozas they have accumulated. Some even more. Some don't even remember how many rozas have accumulated. So that also we have to keep those rozas. Very, very important. If we broke a roza by which kafara becomes compulsory, we have to keep 60 consecutive rozas, we should do that also. Get our matters clear. Our zakat, everything we should clear our matters. Allah give us. So after Ramadan, when Allah gave us this beautiful, auspicious month, let us see how we're going to carry on. Then if we see our mu'amalat and a sign that our Ramadan has been accepted, everyone, iqra kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Read your own kitab, your own report. You will be able to see whether your Ramadan was accepted, how much it was accepted. The sign of it is that after Ramadan, we are remaining steadfast with our ibadat, which was before Ramadan. And if we increase something, many of us, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, especially there were programs for Islah, we heard many things, and we realized I've got a deficiency in this. And at that time, hopefully, we made intention that after Ramadan, I'm going to fix this up. My iman is weak, my yaqeen is weak, or my tilawat of Quran Sharif is weak, or if I'm a hafiz, many hafizas, then in Ramadan they feel, after Ramadan I'm going to start, make my Quran Sharif pakka. And they make firm intention. But once after Ramadan, how we kick off on the day of Eid, we go into various other things, then everything is lost again. Then even how many good person didn't keep a beard, or hafiz didn't have a beard. He said, no, from now I'm going to keep a beard. But when the temptations come after Ramadan, again we fall short and we fall down again. So let us see how we can keep up with these things. Whether it is the recitation of Quran Sharif, that I must correct my recitation. Whether it is my hifz I want to correct. Whether I wasn't wearing Islamic attire, sunnah clothing. Now I'm going to wear Islamic clothing from now onwards. All these things. Our matter, money matters. And many of us, Maulana Ibrahim Deola, Damat Barakatum, said that many people who land up in Jahannam are those people who procrastinate. I know this is my duty. I have to do it. I will do it. I will keep my qaza rozas. I will make my qaza namazes. I will do this. I will correct. I have to ask that person maafi. I will go and ask him. But we keep on delaying. Till finally, if we passed away and it was still upon us. So we should try and sort out all our matters as much as we can. So this is, Allah gave us this occasion, and where everyone took part of the, all the dasturkhans were full in the world in Ramadan. Of our physical food, food for the body, and for our ruh also, there was all the food. And we partook of that also. People who went for Umrah, for example, Taraweeh, 20 rakats they made, they just went home for a little while, back for Qiyam-e-Layl again. Just went back perhaps for a little while, back for Fajr again. And then took rest in the day. But what a beautiful environment. And what Haram Sharif's tilawat of Quran in the ringing in the ears all the time. What a beautiful environment. So now let us see that if after Ramadan we have picked up a little bit, that's a very, very good sign. Very good sign that our Ramadan has been accepted. And if we have gone down after Ramadan, then that is not such a good sign. So we have to see that whether we have gone a little bit up after Ramadan, and if we have gone up, for that also, the other hadith which I have read, which comes in Muslim Sharif, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ I believe in Allah Ta'ala. فَاسْتَقِمْ Now remain steadfast on that belief. And istiqamat on deen is one of the most difficult things. For whom Allah makes it easy. One is the soda water attitude, that when a person is in josh, he does a lot. And when the gas is finished, he's flat also. Like all the gas is gone out of the cold drink. Now that drink bottle is gone flat, nothing in it. So that should not be there. We should not be like that soda water. That at one time when we're in a mood, oh, we do so much of ibadat, and then we just fall flat again. No, first the thing now remains steadfast. So we have to see Allah give us tawfiq that we picked up after Ramadan, and then we remain steadfast. Whether even just 5% we picked up, and now we remain steadfast for the next Ramadan. Pick up another 5%. Now pick up 10%, 15%. And in this way, if we will live, then as Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if we live our lives like the month of Ramadan, our maut will come like Eid. May Allah bless us with that. And there are so many people, when the time of maut came, they became so happy. And when they saw all the namats which Allah Ta'ala had opened, and what namats of Jannat, Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us with all those namats. If there was Jannat and there wasn't Jahannam, then too, if a person was deprived of Jannat, Allahu Akbar, how won't he feel? But yet, the sad part is, which is a reality, if there isn't Jannat, it is Jahannam. And the tortures and the punishments of Jahannam, Allah save us all. And many people who will be Muslims will also enter because of their gunas. We didn't make tawbah of our sins. We didn't change. Allah gave us this opportunity of Ramadan to not only to change our life, to bring a change and live with that change again. So Allah gave us this opportunity. We all passed through Ramadan. And who we are sitting here, we alhamdulillah, we have got health also. We have got the opportunity. We know how many people passed away just before Ramadan. How many passed away in Ramadan? Mubarak months they got. But yeah, for us, we got this opportunity still to make it. So now after Ramadan, post Ramadan, we have to try and fix up on these things and correct ourselves. And if we will carry on, it's only for our own benefit. If we will do good, it's not for the benefit of anyone else. The least anyone benefits from our good is Allah Ta'ala. Allah doesn't need it. Allah, the malaika who make Allah's ibadat, and Allah doesn't need their ibadat also. Allah is as great as He is without anyone's ibadat. We make ibadat, it's only good for us. And it isn't that we live according to deen and Islam, every matter of deen and Islam, that we will, that somebody else will benefit, or our akhirat, we in this dunya, we will get the benefit. And that is on all ground, on all fronts of Islam, whether it is our aqaid we have made strong, and aqaid not only strong, but our yaqeen on there also. And one very, very interesting point, Allah give us all tawfiq, we shouldn't become despondent or something. Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum explained a very, very unique point. He says, with iman and with yaqeen, there can be kufr also. And how is that? That shaitan, he was in Jannah. He saw Allah Ta'ala. The amount of iman shaitan had and yaqeen on the zat of Allah, he was in Jannah. He saw it with his own eyes. He saw Allah with his own eyes. But kufr. Right? So that is the thing that he's got kufr, though he saw Allah Ta'ala. The amount of yaqeen he's got on the zat of Allah, perhaps we don't have that amount of yaqeen because he saw Allah with his own eyes. But yet he made kufr, he disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. And what is that caused that disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? Is the his nafs. Another shaitan, there is no other shaitan that came and misled shaitan. It was his nafs. And nafs is with each one of us also. And our worst enemy is our nafs. Right? Where perhaps we want to do things to show people. You're showing people. You want to do things for dunya's sake. You want more dunya. Now you're earning it illegally, illegally, haram, halal. You're not worried all. But your nafs that makes your dictates on you. That is the most serious thing. And this nafs is that enemy, Allah Akbar, Allah save us all. That at like, for example, Abu Talib. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was presenting the kalima to him at the time of his death, and he said, I prefer the fire over what my people will speak about me. So at that time, our nafs, how many people? One person, when he had his beloved, whoever it was. So at the time of Maud, he's saying kalima, he says, I prefer my beloved over Allah Ta'ala also. So this nafs is a very, very dangerous thing. And we have to test ourselves how many times. For example, we hear Fajr Azan. We know it's Fajr time. I must get up. It's Fajr time. But my nafs tells me, another 5 minutes. Just put 5 minutes. Just put the watch on snooze. I'll get up in 10 minutes time. I'll get up in 5 minutes time. Before we know what, not only is Jamaat Namaz gone, the sun is gone, risen already. We followed our nafs. So this nafs is a very, very terrible dushman, enemy of ours. And we are feeding our nafs all the time, making the nafs stronger. And we are not feeding the ruh. Ruh is becoming weaker. And this is, I'm speaking to myself, we all need this. We all have to work on this for ourselves. If I think I'm telling other people and I don't need it, I'm in the biggest deception. And if somebody thinks, no, this is for other people, it's not for me, we are in the biggest deception. And this is also a time, Ramadan, when a person makes a lot of money also, then normally it is that he makes now hisab, accounts, that how much did I make this year, December, how much business did I make, he wants to know. And he's happy about that. So let us see that in the month of Ramadan, we made 5 khatams, we made 10 khatams. Now some people, mashallah, made plenty khatams. Unbelievable how many khatams they made. But now after the month of Ramadan, am I reading even quarter supara? Am I reading even a little bit? Or what am I doing after Ramadan? So take account. Ramadan, I was making ishraq also. Perhaps a bit later, had a little nap after Isha, after Fajr, and then got up and made Ishraq, made Chasht also, made Awwabin also, made Tahajjud also, made lot of Salatul Tasbih also, lot of, but now my Faraiz at least, and all the other Sunnati Muakkada, etc., the other Sunnat, am I reading them, am I performing them or not? And every day we should give some charity also. Gee, one more important point. Allah give us all tawfiq. We do give our fitrah. May Allah Ta'ala accept. The fitrah is that on one aspect it is for the poor. And therefore we should try and give it before Eid Namaz so that they can buy their things, the poor. The other aspect is the fitrah cleanses our rozas. Our rozas remain suspended. And when you give your fitrah, it is accepted. This is Allah's system in almost everything. When we go for Umrah, for Hajj, and then we got our Ihram. After Ihram, if we made any mistakes, hair fell out, etc., or any other mistakes, some sadaqah. And if you don't remember any mistake, give some sadaqah. So any mistakes we make, it compensates for that. So in the month of Ramadan, wherever perhaps we made some mistakes, whether it was our tilawat, our namazes weren't properly, whatever, give some sadaqah. And then inshallah, by the barakat of that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever little mistakes we made here and there, Allah will forgive us for that. And our rozas will, all our ibadat of Ramzan, roza also, tilawat also, du'as also, everything will get accepted. And also Allah give us tawfiq that on a daily basis we give some sadaqah. Even if it is one rand, one slice of bread, for example, beg Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if for 7 days no beggar came to his door, he should say, Allah looks, it looks like Allah is angry with me. That why didn't the beggar come? Because everyone's rosy is from Allah. But Allah doesn't come personally and give it. Allah will make a means for it. So many people's rosy is the person, people. So a beggar comes, you gave him his rosy. Now there is a question also, many beggars are perhaps drug addicts. They go and drink alcohol, etc. Give them bread. But don't just say, if they don't want to take the bread, now that's their problem. But we just give them some food stuff, if we suspect that. If we see this is a genuine poor, we can give him 5 rand, we can give him 2 rand, give him that, whatever amount. But where we suspect that he won't, he is going to go and buy wrong things at that, give him some bread, give him an apple, give him an orange, give him something. But let not a beggar, and the worst is to belittle the beggar, to speak bad, shout him and chase him away, that we should not do. If we can't give anything, in a nice way, excuse ourselves. But don't speak bad. May Allah give us tawfiq and accept us and accept our Ramadan and make us of those people who have been set free from the fire of Jahannam and not those people on whom the curse of Jibreel alayhi salam came and the Ameen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, that Ramadan passed and they were not forgiven. May Allah out of His kindness make us all to be forgiven and to be set free from the fire of Jahannam.